See today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock in Apache. I know, Bob, last week we were talking about the possibility of some weather. So did weather affect the market this week at the stockyards?
It did not affect the market, but it affected the numbers it moved. I mean, we'd only had just barely 1,000. We got 8 to 10 inches of snow between Carnegie and Apache. I mean, they got way more snow than we got up in this country. So, and it's muddy. I mean, the ground's just like a sponge. But as far as the market is good. I mean, you know, we had that big drop on the board, but they sold some $80 fats this week, and the week before they sold some $82 fats. The grazing market, if you're buying one weighing 650 and down, and their grazing quality or grazing flesh is just as high as you can think. Probably the only thing, which everything's higher than it was 45 days ago after we took the big bloodbath and broke this thing $60. We put about $30 a hundred back on the whole market. So everything's good, but the your 850 to 9 weight cattle are not showing as fast of increase. Of course, they're going to come off a lot quicker. Your lighter weight cattle have got tremendous demand for them. Of course, part of those 7 weights are going to grass. The other part, they can feed them plumb out to December, and you got a lot better December board than you do August, October board. But I and your salvage value on your cows, it's as high as I've ever seen it. So if you've got cows that you need to cull, you need to be looking at getting rid of them. I mean, now this will be the extreme high, but you got a 1,500 pound cow that was open and you turned her out on wheat and got her back in shape. They bring from $1 to $1.15 a pound. I mean, I bet those cows when they bought them didn't cost that much per head. So, I mean, the market's good. Everything's good in agriculture. I mean, you know, yeah, our grain business, I know those boys are taking it on the chin, but when the grain people take it on the chin, the cattle people benefit from it. So it's a give and take.
Pretty good mood of producers since we finally have the moisture in place.
It's a lot better. It's a lot better. But I mean, we've got tremendous soil moisture and subsoil moisture, and there's areas that's got pond water. But in general, Casey, I still talk at 5 out of 10 people, their ponds have got water, but they're not full, and we got to have some runoff. Well, to get runoff, we got to have a hard rain. So, you know, we need to let this soak up a little bit, but if it comes a hard rain tonight, I'll take it. We'll just take the hard rain. But we need some pond water for everything to be just perfect if we get there.
Outside of pond water concerns, what other kind of concerns are you hearing right now?
I mean, you know, as far as just the producer and that part, I mean, everybody's upbeat. I mean, when you're getting $1,500 to $1,700 for a calf, even an unweaned 5-weight calf will bring, you know, $1,450 to $1,500 a head. I had a gentleman in there this week picked his check up, and he's kind of cantankerous, and you don't ever see him smile a lot. And he picked his check up and turned around and looked at me. He said, "Bobby, that's the highest cattle I've ever sold in my life," and he's 75 years old. I mean, and he was grinning from ear to ear. If you're a producer and you're selling calves, the market's good. We've got to figure out what level we can sell fats, sell wholesale beef, and sell retail beef to the consumer. I don't know if that's $1.60, $1.75, $1.85, or $1.90 fat cattle. But that's going to be the stabilizing point. Right now, everybody's going to fill their pens back up. And then we let the retailer worry about what he can move it at. And there's a huge margin between the wholesaler and the retailer. We keep screaming that the packer makes a lot of money. Well, the people between the wholesaler and retailer make a lot of money. So you look at if you go to one of these high-end restaurants and look at a 16-ounce strip or 16-ounce ribeye that's costing $75, you go look at the meat value of that same ribeye is $8.65 for a pound of ribeye. So there's a pretty good gap there.
Since we did have a little bit of weather last week, what are you looking for runs on this week?
If it dries out like they're kind of talking, our runs will be good in Oklahoma City. We'll be back to normal. Everybody will be back normal. I mean, people wanted to sell cattle this week. They just couldn't get them out. I mean, even if you get them out of your pasture, if you're on a country road, you wasn't going to get down it very far. I mean, Southwest Oklahoma roads were terrible. I mean, like I said, we got 5 to 10 inches versus north up in here, you know, a couple of inches of snow. We got some, you know, we probably got about 3 hours of just a heavy mist, light rain there before the snow hit. So it was pretty well soaked everywhere before all that happened.
Well, if folks have questions for you or just want to shoot the bull, literally, Bob, how do
Yep.
they get in touch with you?
Just give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, Ray Hutchison, or myself, give us a call. We'd love to visit with you.